T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we got to put this guy on, bro. He's
yes.
Our buddy, Jason in Hackensack, who's flying the plane. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Well, you know the deal. All right, so what's happening? So the plane is going to be over the west side of Manhattan. So we'll be able to see it. Now, I'm going to be going home, but you'll be able to see it down here where we are, down on Hudson Street, in about an hour or so, right?
Yeah, well, that's the whole point. Look, the Jets are over there in Florham Park practicing, getting ready for a game against the Giants. We didn't want to distract the players. We wanted them, we're rooting for – I'm rooting for the Jets. I can't root for the Giants to beat the Jets, even though I understand
right.
why that
of
would
course.
Be a better outcome for us, of course. But I'm not going to sit there and root openly for the Giants to beat us. If we lose, that's, probably better, a better situation. But we figured that instead of sending a plane over in that area, they got New York on the chest now on the jerseys. They play in jerseys. So what better corridor to fly that plane down so that people from New Jersey and New York can see it?
It's a great idea.
Brilliant idea.
It's where the stadium should be, too.
Right.
The west side of Manhattan.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm excited because I bike on that route. I bike on the West Side Highway bike route, whatever the heck it's called. And I'm looking forward to looking up and seeing it on my bike route. And I will try to take some movies.
Now, will you be flying it over the stadium on Sunday as well?
Well, here's the issue with flying it over the stadium, and a lot of people are asking me that question. There's a lot of restrictions because the 9/11 law stuff
was
flying on game days. You can only fly, I think, up until like 2 hours before the game. So it can only fly until like 11 o'clock and then it's got to get out of there. Plus the distance it has to stay away from the stadium, it makes it hard for those letters to be seen, which is why we thought we'd be better off flying it over, over Manhattan and flying it, down the Hudson River. But that doesn't mean that we may send the plane up there too. I mean, there's a lot of people donating to the GoFundMe. There's, a lot of people donating.
Now, let me throw this on top, too. Now shouldn't you kind of, hover it over Florham Park a little bit? shouldn't you, hover over Florham Park, like at least 10 or 15 minutes during practice? Shouldn't that happen?
Yeah, well, look, I mean.
Am I right here, Rev? Come on.
Here's what I think about that. And tell me if you agree, Jason. Joe, you may not agree. I think it's all about the coverage. And I think that if local networks cover it and it becomes a story,
that's a good point.
I think that's what matters more because I think during practice, guys are I don't know how much they're going to look at it or they're going to look up and say, I'm not sure what that says. So really it's about local TV coverage making it a big deal and then it'll really be in the face of Christopher Johnson.
Right.
Because it's not about showing it to Adam Gase. I don't care what he says.
Yeah, Adam Gase doesn't matter. It's all about the owner.
It's about the owner.
Of course.
So I think that's really what matters. So I think your idea is actually a very good one because it's middle of the day, West Side. I think it's the right place.
Now, what was it just going to say? It just says fire Gase? Is that what it says? What does it say?
No, it says fire Adam Gase now with an exclamation point.
I like it. Okay.
Yeah, you'll see it. I mean, it's it'll be out there for all to see, and we haven't even spent nearly half the money that we've raised already. So there's still some money aside for us to do some future plans. I mean, we're trying
now,
to get
people
a billboard wanna,
off of, if people want to donate. Where do they donate? I mean, I might know a couple people, so who?
they can go to it's just GoFundMe.com/fireAdamGase. Evan tweeted out the link, the other day, but I can put it back up there. I'll definitely get it back out.
Yeah, I retweeted it 2 days ago. So you got a lot of momentum from that. You ended up raising a lot of money with this.
God bless, man.
Wow.
God bless all my fellow. God bless my fellow Jet fans out there that they've had enough. I heard Ira donated like $5,000. Is that true? I heard Ira donated $5,000 and Buttle donated $10,000.
You know what? We're passionate, but I do want to make it clear. This is not just us blaming 100% of this on Adam Gase. I mean, Adam Gase, as far as we're concerned, is clearly not the right man for the job. But but this goes up to ownership. I mean,
of course, that's
the whole thing. I mean, the anger and the frustration levels, this wouldn't be happening if this wasn't like the millionth bad hire in a row. So it's like,
here's this, not only the millionth bad hire in a row, because Rex really wasn't, but that really Woody was the guy that hired him. But not just that, but it's probably the worst hire of all of them.
But you know what? Here, Jason, here's the thing, right? So we're all going to be split as Jet fans. Once they fire Adam Gase, there's going to be a group of us that scream for Mike McCarthy. There's going to be a group of us that scream for Lincoln Riley. There isn't going to be a unified voice on who Christopher should
the
hire.
Right one.
Well, that's the problem. So it's great once they realize Gase was a mistake, but then the hard part comes, which is this guy picking the right guy.
Yeah, that is scary.
Right. Well, that's our point. So that's why I put that statement out that this is about, you know, look, you hired Joe Douglas. Somehow we lucked into, you know, if we had a deal with Adam Gase and it turns out that we got, you know, Joe Douglas in the building and we had a deal with a year of it and Joe Douglas turned out to be the next great GM, then I'm good with that.
Sure.
But come
sure.
on, Chris Johnson, like, come on. Like, you have this guy in the building who's a respected guy around the league. How about you just let that guy do his job and bring in the next coach and
Amen.
Stay out of it this time?
Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah, Jason, you could not have said that better. Joe Douglas should make the call on the next coach, and Christopher Johnson should be, I don't know, looking to for the next paper product they're going to put out. You know?
Absolutely.
That's
good
it.
Good job, Jason, man. Congratulations
Jason, keep
on
up
that.
The tremendous work, all right, bro?
Thanks, pal.
Hey, we're going to keep the pressure on. I appreciate you guys, you know, giving us some air.
No, you got,
you got it, bro.
There it is, the man behind the fire Adam Gase plane.
So about 1:30, like, I'll be on a train going home, but about 1:30, so quarter to 2, 2 o'clock here,
yeah.
If you're down here, okay, the people in the building that are Jet fans, you know, you guys here, you know, Mercadante, Rob Beck, all these guys, you know, all the big Jet fans down here, make sure you walk outside if they let you go for outside for 5 minutes and check out the airplane. Ernie, make sure you go outside to see the airplane, right?
I'm hoping.
You might still see it while you're on the bike.
I bike on the West Side Highway, which means I think I'd have a front row view for this. So hopefully, usually I get to my car like 1:45, so
right,
it's right in the
right,
heart of this. But
right.
I may even stick around until 2 in my car
right.
on the West Side Highway. And then try to take video or pictures of it just to get a good look at it.
You should.
So it's a good job by
Tremendous
him.
Tremendous job.
It's amazing that many people donated money
I'm
to
not
it.
Surprised.
No, I'm not
surprised.
I just think it's funny.
Right.
It's funny.
I heard Jamal Adams put a couple. I heard Jamal put a few
Bottle
shekels.
Bottle Adams, Ira, who else? Bart Scott donated a little bit to it, too.
Oh, baby. I heard Woody did it. Woody donated a mil.
Woody did it from London. Oh, man.
Oh,
you know
baby.
What's funny? This it makes a difference, as crazy as
hey,
it sounds, to these
hey,
owners.
Look, it worked for Idzik. It worked for the Giants, you know, 30 years ago, 35
yeah.
years ago.
Stuff like that
of
works.
Course.
Stuff like that works. I just wonder what's going through his mind right now, Christopher, because we don't really know him. He doesn't talk to the media very much. We don't know what's going through his mind. You know, I just remember that press conference when he was not impressive in the press conference, you know, basically explaining this is the future of offense with Adam Gase. He's where
like,
NFL is going.
Well, he's on Christopher Johnson's on the cutting edge of knowing what the future of offense is.
Right. And I'm thinking,
come on.
What did Gase say to this guy in the meeting? Like, I would have loved to have been in that meeting when Gase was convincing Christopher Johnson. Yeah. Forget my resume in Miami.
Just do me a favor, seriously. And I really mean this. I really believe this. Next time you're going to hire a coach, instead of calling Peyton Manning or Charlie Cassidy or some consultant firm, call me and Evan.
Right.
Okay? Because let's be honest, we couldn't do worse. And we actually care about the franchise. What a concept.
How funny would it be? And you'd be excited if after all of this mess, they hire Mike McCarthy.
That would be great.
I mean, we'd be happy, but you'd also be annoyed that it took a year.
Right,
it took this before you actually did.
It took absolute major embarrassment for it to happen.
Right, right.
Don't count on it happening.
No.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.